This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to get a grip. And I'll tell you one thing that Americans seem to have lost their grip on entirely is the reality about the way our system works, the way that we are about to enter into a period of more and more debate about abortion and how it should be regularized. But the idea that the Supreme Court has taken away everyone's ability to access abortion, that it is now impossible because the Supreme Court has stopped it, is not paying attention. What the Supreme Court decided to do is one of those rarest things in government, which is to give up power. No, really. Because what they said is, we're not going to decide this issue for the state of Mississippi. We're not going to decide this issue for the state of Florida. We're not going to decide this issue for any state. It's up to state legislatures. Something terribly radical about that. Somebody who is in a position to actually talk about that meaningfully and deeply is my friend Paul Kengor. He has written a very provocative and entertaining piece for the American Spectator called Pro-Choicers Should Aim Their Rage at Harry Blackmun. And he cobbled together an outrageous hunk of judicial gobbledygook. So why should pro-choicers be angry at him? Paul Kengor is Senior Director and Chief Academic Fellow for the Institute for Faith and Freedom, which is an indispensable think tank at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, which is one of those independent, open-minded, non-governmentally controlled institutions that goes its own way and provides an outstanding education for its students. Paul, congratulations to you on the latest in American Spectator. And there are a bunch more Paul Kengor books coming out soon. First of all, which is the one you're going to complete first?
Well, so I'm working right now on a biography of Bella Dodd, who was a famous ex-communist who converted to the Catholic Church under Bishop Fulton Sheen and became probably one of the most famous, along with maybe Elizabeth Bentley, a couple other people, the most famous female ex-communist in the United States. And so that'll be out in the fall. I co-authored it with a woman named Mary Nicholas, who's a retired MD from Maine. And right now I'm working on a book on the church and slavery, which actually focuses on the Catholic Church specifically, but looks at the institution of slavery in general. So I'm working on that one right now, and a bunch of others. But nothing out yet. They'll be out. The first one will be out in the fall.
Yeah, but you are amazingly productive, even while teaching is going on, but a little break during the summer. Okay, yeah. You've written about Justice Blackmun, and it's fascinating, and I laughed at it because I remember when Justice Blackmun was appointed, and he was one of those justices, like another Republican appointment that was disappointing to many conservatives, the appointment of Anthony Kennedy. Anthony Kennedy was the third choice that Reagan made for that seat. And
that's right.
Harry Blackmun was the third choice that Nixon made after his first two choices were shot down, Haynesworth and Carswell, by a Democratic Senate. How did he hit on Harry Blackmun? I mean, I know he had appointed Warren Burger Chief Justice, and Burger and Blackmun were both from Minnesota, and I believe at one point they had worked together, hadn't they?
Yeah, that's right. I think they were both from Minnesota. And it's interesting. Yeah, these Democratic senators seem to know what they were doing, right? When they rejected the first two for Nixon, and then also the first two in that Reagan pick, right? Bork and then Ginsburg, right? It was another Ginsburg. What was his first name, Michael? Do you remember?
Donald Ginsburg. He's still around, and he's a strong conservative. He's a judicial originalist.
Yeah, and do you remember, I think in his case it had to do with him smoking marijuana.
Correct.
At one point.
He had, while he was teaching at Harvard, he had taken some law students aside, and they had enjoyed pot together. And that back in what is it, 1971, I believe, something like that. That was not acceptable.
No, and he actually inhaled, unlike Bill Clinton, of course, right?
Right.
And but that was the pick that went to Anthony Kennedy. Judge Bork would have been first. I mean, Judge Bork was first. And by the way, one of the people that stopped Bork was a senator by the name of Joe Biden. Right?
Absolutely.
So Joe Biden on the Senate Judiciary Committee and Ted Kennedy as well. And had it not been for what happened with Anthony Kennedy, I mean, you know, who knows? Well, first of all, you would have never had a Planned Parenthood v. Casey, which for that, Anthony Kennedy wrote the awful, crazy, bizarre, what's become known as the mystery clause, right? About how your rights of freedom in America come up. You can have your right to come up with your own meanings of meaning, your own meaning of existence, your own understanding of liberty and everything else. And so really what Alito struck down was not just Roe v. Wade, written by Harry Blackmun, but also Casey v. Planned Parenthood, written by Anthony Kennedy. And Anthony Kennedy also did the Obergefell decision. So had Judge Robert Bork been in instead of Anthony Kennedy, I mean, you'd have probably never got Casey v. Planned Parenthood. You might never have gotten Obergefell, because that too might have been left to the states. But you know, but to bring this all back to Harry Blackmun, yeah, Blackmun was appointed in 1970, and he was one of those Republican appointments like Earl Warren under Dwight Eisenhower, under Ike.
Eisenhower once said that was the biggest mistake he ever made.
Yeah, David Souter under George H.W. Bush, and Anthony Kennedy under Reagan. And by the way, here, I got to give kudos to Donald Trump, right? Trump is 3 for 3 on his picks so far with Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. Reagan hit on maybe, I don't know, what would you say, 1.5 out of 3? Sandra Day O'Connor was kind of okay. Anthony Kennedy, I think, was disastrous. And Antonin Scalia was great. And so far, Trump has been, you know, pretty much 3 out of 3.
Well, again, he did something very unusual, which is he delivered a list of people he would consider as candidates. It was a list of like 20 people, and the names of all 3 of the justices he ultimately appointed were on the original list during the campaign. So you could say this is a campaign promise that was fatefully very well kept. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and also, too, you could come up with that list, right? And here I'll say that my good friend Judge Bill Clark, who was Reagan's closest aide, Bill Clark and all the others, they recommended Sandra Day O'Connor. They recommended Anthony Kennedy. In fact, Clark used to have lunch with Kennedy once a week when Kennedy was a federal judge in California and Clark was on the California Supreme Court. But you can recommend these people and still miss with them. And in the case so far with Trump, he didn't miss on the 3 out of 3, and they gave this reversal right away.
Okay, so back to Harry Blackmun. Harry Blackmun, we haven't even paid it off yet. He was this Nixon appointee, third choice after 2 guys were voted down, and he ended up writing the Roe opinion. And for people to really savor your piece, I mean, you talk about the irony of where he actually researched and wrote the opinion and how he came up with all of the exciting and original concepts to insert into the Constitution. Because the words about abortion or reproductive rights, it doesn't appear in the Constitution. It does use the term life, however. We will be right back with Paul Kangor about the rage pro-choicers should feel toward Harry Blackmun. Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the great things that Paul Kangor does as one of the best historians out there writing and writing prodigiously and prolifically all the time, is he brings you right back into some of the most exciting and substantive and impactful controversies of the past. And he does this in his new piece about why pro-choicers should be expressing their anger, not at the members of the current Supreme Court, but one former justice named Harry Blackmun, a Republican, lifelong, who was appointed to the court by Richard Nixon, and who wrote the original Roe v. Wade decision. Now, just a couple of quick questions to bring this all into perspective, Paul, and we have limited time. But with Harry Blackmun, he was on the court together with some people who are looked on as formidable legal intellects, giants of the court, people of great importance in the history of the Supreme Court, like William O. Douglas of our own state of Washington was still on the court. Thurgood Marshall, the first black justice, one of the people who had argued the case Brown versus School Board that changed American history for the better. They were still active and on the court, and they all voted for the Roe decision. How did it happen that Blackmun, a relatively new and, as you point out, dim bulb justice, got the job of writing this decision, creating a federal right to abortion?
Yeah, it was really kind of strange how it all fell to Blackmun. And it's not entirely clear, really, Michael, to me, how it did fall in his lap. But the ones who were really pushing for it were William O. Douglas and William Brennan. And, I mean, those two were just hell-bent on coming up with some way to get some sort of constitutional right to abortion. And coming along with them was Thurgood Marshall, Potter Stewart. In the end, the vote was 7-2. And it was Byron Wizard White, the former football player, was one of the two against, and I think Rehnquist, right?
Yes, it was Rehnquist and White. And White had been appointed by John Kennedy. He was a Democrat.
That's right.
From Colorado.
That's right.
Go ahead.
By John Kennedy. And but it fell to Blackmun, who spent much of 1972 working on this. In fact, he did a lot of the writing back home in Minnesota at one of the Mayo Clinic buildings. And then when he was in Washington, he did a lot of the writing in the United Methodist Church building, which is right next to the Supreme Court. And Blackmun was born and raised Methodist. But, you know, that's the same denomination as Hillary Clinton. And, you know, like Hillary, he was this pro-choice Methodist. And the Methodist Church, it's actually very complicated. They've kind of gone back and forth on this, but the Methodist Church right now is splitting again. They're undergoing a major, you know, national denominational split, and they've been by and large pro-choice on the abortion question, which is why Hillary Clinton has always glowed, "Oh, I am so comfortable in this church," because it's been very pro-choice. So Blackmun wrote a lot of his opinion literally right next door in the United Methodist Church building, and he came up with, and Douglas and Brennan were pushing him on this, he came up with this weird, I mean, the word abortion is, of course, not in the Constitution. The word privacy, and people can look it up, the word privacy, Michael, is not even in the Constitution. So Blackmun comes up with this so-called right to abortion, which he gets out of this penumbra or shadow. They actually use these words, of a right to privacy that's somehow located in the arcane recesses of the Constitution. And the irony is that the word life is actually mentioned three times in the Constitution. It's in the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments. Now, the framers, of course, weren't thinking about unborn human life and abortion when they used the word life in the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments. But as I say in the article, if you're a pro-lifer, you can at least appeal to the word life, right, in the Constitution. The word abortion, the word privacy, you know, that isn't even in there. But
okay,
they used that to come up with this right to an abortion.
Okay, so it was, the timing was also so bizarre, because abortion was sweeping the country. The various state legislatures had at least partially legalized abortion, some very sweeping laws in New York, in California, and
under 23 states
had already. So why were the other justices, you mentioned Justice William O. Douglas and Justice Marshall, and not John Marshall, Thurgood, why were they pushing, given the fact that we were already getting to have much more moderate views of abortion rights that were enacted by legislatures? Why did the court need to get involved?
Well, and I think to borrow from Justice Alito, that's why it was so egregiously wrong. And the short answer is this was kind of liberal judicial activism and what Alito called raw judicial power. So push it with Douglas and Brennan pushing for it and kind of badgering and hounding Blackmun, who, as I said, was dim-witted and notoriously slow in cobbling together these writings, these majority opinions. They nationalized the issue, and they implemented this on every state. They wiped off the books pretty much the abortion laws in 50 different states. By the way, the court would do this in 2015 with marriage as well, with the Obergefell decision with Anthony Kennedy. They wiped off the book 50 different state marriage laws. They nationalized it, and this is what they wanted, kind of ideologically, politically. And so they impose their will. It's ironic that the left and progressives and liberals are always talking about democracy, democracy, democracy. This was not democratic. I mean, this was raw judicial power. This was quite dictatorial. You had seven men, all men, no women, in black robes on the Supreme Court imposing their judicial will on the legislatures and the people on all 50 states countrywide. It was really shocking what they did.
And what's really amazing is it was an issue that was being discussed at the time, and there was opposition to the a growing support for legalized abortion. What it did is it preempted doing, and Marianne Glendon, who's a legal scholar at Harvard, has written about this, that in Europe and in the rest of the civilized world, they, by working through the legislative process, you had much more limited access to abortion. It wasn't abortion on demand everywhere at all times, except at the point of viability, which is such an awkward standard. There's so much good reading in this piece in American Spectator. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. The author, Paul Kangor, has exciting books coming up. We're going to talk about a big new trend related to the Supreme Court decision, with men supposedly rushing out to get vasectomies. Is this to guarantee some kind of new popularity in the dating world, or what exactly? We'll get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is The Michael Medved Show. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It turns out the United States may already be in a recession. According to the Atlanta Federal Reserve, GDP now shows the nation's gross domestic product could fall by 1% in the quarter that just ended. That would meet the technical meaning of a recession. Americans flying over the 4th of July weekend may be in for a bumpy ride. An average of nearly 700 flights a day have been canceled over the past week due to staffing shortages. These travelers sharing with MSNBC their travel horror stories.
There is a lack of help upstairs. So right now, my flight got switched, so I have a five-hour layover.
What did it take you to get there? I got to LaGuardia Airport in New York at 6 in the morning to find out that my 8 o'clock flight was canceled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This land is tormented by lots of issues, but some of them very personal. I mean, this is basically a headline I did not expect to see in the Washington Post, one of America's most prestigious news sources. The headline, Men Rush to Get Vasectomies After Roe Ruling. By the way, if you're one of them and you can explain your thinking, there are lots of ways to react to Supreme Court rulings, but this is unusual. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. It begins the piece in the Washington Post. Thomas Figueroa always knew he didn't want children. Growing up in Central Florida, he remembers his classmates getting pregnant as early as middle school and had considered getting a vasectomy for the past few years. But after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on Friday, he rushed to schedule one. He registered Monday for a vasectomy with Doug Stein, who is a Florida urologist known as the Vasectomy King. Would you really want to, I mean, I guess if you're going to have the procedure, you want to go to the king, first of all. He says, it is something I put on the back burner of my mind. the back burner of my mind. Okay, until very recently when the Supreme Court decision happened, said Figueroa, 27, who lives in Tampa. That was basically the triggering factor right there. It pushed my mind to say, okay, I really do not want children. I'm going to get this vasectomy now. Figueroa is not alone, says the Washington Post. Urologists told the Washington Post that they have seen a spike in requests for the procedure in response to the Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. Okay, what all of this ignores is the fact that there maybe there are easier ways to avoid conception, if you want to, than going through a surgical procedure, which is often not always reversible, but still it's a surgical procedure. And one of the things that I have been looking at is why do we have this tremendous decrease in the rate of abortion? Now, a lot of conservatives are unaware of this, but the abortion numbers peaked in this country at the latest in 1984. Some of the sources at the CDC, if you trust the CDC numbers, they actually say they peaked in 1981. Right after Roe in 1973, there was a huge upsurge in abortions, tripling and quadrupling the number of abortions because suddenly it was legal everywhere. And but then starting in the late 70s, it began to slow down and then turned around entirely. And every year since 1984, at the latest, every year since then, the number of abortions in the country has actually decreased. And why is that? It's not because of new regulations or new actions of government, though that may have contributed some. It is not to people getting arrested for practicing abortion, because, of course, abortion has been protected by the Roe decision. The main reason it has decreased is because of a change in viewpoint of many, many Americans and the increased ability of Americans to use birth control. And particularly they talk to the growing popularity of IUDs, intrauterine devices, which can provide fairly long-term protection without having to take a pill every day for women from conception. And the idea that people are using birth control so that the number of abortions, the rate of abortion, is one-third of what it was. And that's extraordinary. And it's continued plunging, by the way, and recently. And we're talking about difference between about 500,000, and at its peak, there were 1.6 million abortions every year. And this is good news. And it seems to me one of the things that we really ought to consider is how much Americans really agree on this issue. Most Americans, and when I say most, it's 67%, according to the most recent Gallup poll, believe that there should be no restriction on abortion at all and in the first trimester. In other words, in the first 12, 13 weeks, there should be no restriction at all. And then the other area where we agree is most Americans, 71%, an even bigger majority, think that other than the right of the life of the mother and the health of the mother, there should be no ability for legal abortion in the last trimester. So what are we arguing about here? And this is one of those things where I do hope that people who are pro-life and think that, no, it's not a beautiful thing, it's not I love my abortion, it's not something to celebrate, people who generally want to see the number of abortions come down. And by the way, this is something the Democrats used to agree on. Bill Clinton used the phrase, and he used it repeatedly in his campaigns in 1992 and in 1996, I want an America where abortion is safe, legal, and exceedingly rare. Well, it's not rare, but it is a lot more rare than it used to be. And the ability of Americans to come together in this, and it's to come together in this not only in the opinions they tell pollsters, but in the way they have accessed, actually practiced abortion. They have reflected these same opinions. Why? Why do I say that? Because a full 93%, and some numbers say 95%, of all abortions occur in that first trimester, when most Americans think it should be permitted. And by the way, if you're interested in what Gallup has to say, that middle trimester, it's also a big majority. It's 55% say no abortion in the middle trimester, and 36% say yes, there should be some ability for abortion. So in general, what Americans believe is what they have shown in terms of their own access to abortion, which is it should be limited to the first trimester. And if you can't work that out, which is basically that's what the Mississippi law does, the Mississippi law that was validated by the Dobbs decision, that's a law that says that you can have access to abortion during the early stages of pregnancy during that first trimester. There is more agreement out there on the part of Americans than most people recognize. And what troubles me particularly has been, let's go quickly to Kevin in Seattle. Oh, Kevin, if you'll hang on, we'll get right back to you. There is more agreement than people recognize, and if they would only look to it, it should make some of these legislative battles in state legislatures and some of the legal battles and some of the hysteria begin to go away regarding the abortion issue. We will be right back on the Medved Show talking about the 4th of July and the idea that it should be viewed as a actually now a vexed holiday, a time for mourning. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
He knows who he is and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Upcoming 4th of July weekend, I wish we could say that some of the movies we have to review have patriotic content, but maybe that's a stretch. There is a new Despicable Me Minions movie. We will be reviewing that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Let me go to Kevin, who's been waiting patiently in Seattle. Kevin, you're on the MedVet Show.
Well, I just was calling, and this is, you know, this is anecdotal, but, you know, when I was in college in the 80s, I think almost without exception, all my women friends and my girlfriends got their contraceptives through, and their yearly exams through Planned Parenthood, because it was free. And my guess is sadly that as that gets driven out of some of these states, that you'll see unwanted pregnancies spike because many women that don't have the money to afford prescriptions use that for their other family planning.
Kevin, if I can tell you, Planned Parenthood is so well funded. It not only gets $300 million a year from the U.S. government, precisely to keep those contraceptives coming, but it does a tremendous amount of fundraising and is hugely successful. And one of the things that actually there was a president of Leanna Wen, who was she was a president of Planned Parenthood. She had said that we have to continue making contraceptives available because that will actually reduce further the number of abortions. And she actually lost her job over saying that because she implied that abortion wasn't a beautiful and wonderful thing. The truth is that on just the simplest level, contraceptives are less menacing or less problematic for your health. And the idea that there is an actual baby and a person, a living thing, and the living thing is has humans stamped on every gene in the small body. The idea that it's considered to be radical and unacceptable to say that contraception is preferable to abortion, or to treat abortion as a means of contraception. Abortion's different. By the way, a number of people ask the question, I get this all the time, is what about the abortion pills, the pills that end a pregnancy? And first of all, they also, like everything else we've been talking about, they are limited for the most part, not by the FDA, by the Food and Drug Administration. They are limited to the first 10 weeks. So it has to be quite early in the gestation process that you use the pills. And secondly, they are counted in the numbers as an abortion. And as long as the pills are administered, they're not bought in the black market somewhere. They're administered in a clinical context. In other words, there's a prescription for those pills. But they are counted in the number of abortions, which now are down to about a half a million a year. That's 600,000 and change. Now, it's still a huge amount. And again, for people who care deeply about human life, six abortions would be too many, let alone 600,000. But that's where we are. Kevin, I appreciate your call. Thank you, and happy 4th of July. And somebody who won't be having a happy 4th of July is Eddie Gloud, who is a professor at Princeton, among other things. And here's what he had to say on MSNBC. It's clip 7.
You know, 4th of July has always been an incredibly vexed holiday for me. Given the tradition out of which I come, it's framed by Juneteenth, the way in which we struggle with the legacies of slavery. But I want to echo something that I got from Secretary of the Smithsonian, Lonnie Bunch. And I just kind of, you know, used it earlier, Joe, that America is more than an idea. It's more than an argument. It's a fight. And the tradition out of which I come are those people who, in some ways, America turned its back on, who have fought for generations, for an idea of America that's more just, more loving, more open.
How do you say that America is not more just, more loving, more open today than it was? And again, and when he talks about his tradition, Frederick Douglass gave a very famous speech. It's an amazing speech. It's great. I wish we had recordings of it. Of course, you couldn't in those days. But it's called the speech is called "What to a Slave is the 4th of July," and he comes around and attacks the record of suffering and slavery and exploitation and all the horrible things about America. But he comes around at the end of the speech to talk about why he is proud to be an American and why he does recognize that the 4th of July comes with a message of hope. There's a new story that's out there, which is along the lines of Eddie Gloud. A California school board member calls for a boycott of 4th of July celebrations. Her name is Ana Maria Avila Farias. She's a member of the Contra Costa County Board of Education in California. Contra Costa is one of those big suburban counties around San Francisco. It's actually right around Oakland. And she says, I haven't celebrated 4th of July since 2016. Why then? I guess because that's when Trump was elected. She says, and I don't think it's a holiday to celebrate. What do you think? She put this up on Facebook. She's a member of the school board. I am not feeling particularly patriotic, she explained. I am especially not interested in celebrating a holiday centered around freedom from oppressive government when that freedom is not a reality for so many people in this country. Lastly, last Friday, women's reproductive rights were taken away, she added. We are not in a place of progress or celebration when human rights are being taken away. Okay, she talks about freedom is not a reality for so many people in this country. Who is freedom not a reality for? You're going to say people who are in prison? You think that there are a lot of people in prison right now who don't recognize that they did something to get them there? And the idea that America has hundreds of thousands, millions of innocent people who are in toiling away in the prison system, this is the best you can do? Well, what else? Who else is not living in freedom and liberty with some ability to control your own life, which is the essence of what liberty is? And the idea of the choices that are available to Americans, and not all of them are healthy choices that people are free to make, but you're free to make it. That is the whole idea. The other question they ask, this is at Hot Air, the writer named Karen Townsend asks, would this member of the school board, who will probably get some electoral backlash because Contra Costa County is not that left-wing, she's asked, would she prefer for America to not have declared independence from England? How free would she feel under the control of the British monarchy? How about Britain's parliamentary system? Does she think that it is better than our constitutional republic? There are so many questions she left unanswered by just tossing out a glib suggestion of a boycott because she wasn't feeling it. Of course, she says she hasn't celebrated the holiday since 2016. Without naming him, I'm pretty sure she is making a reference to the election of Trump. And one of the things about the idea of liberty is that you work it out. And there's a very fine piece that I would highly recommend. We've posted our website. It's a piece by Jim Garrity over at National Review, and Why America Still Rocks. And he writes about this and writes about it. Can you be proud of your country and simultaneously frustrated, disappointed, or angry with the state of your country as well? I see no contradiction. We have strong disagreements or fights with our family members, too, and that doesn't mean we don't love them. Oftentimes, our love is one of the factors that inadvertently drives the conflict. And he goes on. There is a man, 19, allegedly threatened mass shooting. Where? How? We'll get to that and how to stop mass shootings and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.